We welcome in once again. He's been with us before. Good to have David Renfro with us, promoter of Thunder Valley Mudplex over in Thunder Alley Mudplex over in Gaston. And they've got an event, a show coming up, and he's going to tell us all about it. And then we're going to talk to a driver here because we're all over the racing scene and the NASCAR scene and also the monster truck scene here on Sports Talk. Dave, great to have you with us. How are you?
Sir, I am doing just fine. It is great to be on this show. This is the place to be in the state of South Carolina, that's for sure. I appreciate you giving us some time.
Well, we appreciate the unsolicited plug. Tell us about the event you've got coming up.
Man, we're out here at Thunder Alley Mudplex in Gaston, South Carolina. It's a new park. It's got we do a lot of mud racing, and there's some motorcycle racing and a little bit of everything and some trail riding. But this weekend is going to be epic. I mean, that's about the best way to put it. We're actually going to be trying to break a personal mega truck jump record of 175 feet 1 inch. And if you don't know what a mega truck is, it's basically like a monster truck. It just has different tires, and that's it. But the excitement and everything else is still there. And actually, this truck probably has more horsepower than a monster truck, to be honest with you.
Wow. I'm looking at a picture of the Wild Child, and it looks pretty saucy. And
he named it right.
I can imagine. Give us the details of your event, like the time and admission and things that folks can expect to enjoy and see.
Sure. It's good old American competition. Bring your family. Everybody's welcome. It's $30 at the gate, and gates open up at 9 o'clock. We're going to be doing a driver's meeting at noon. We got competition going on at 1 o'clock. We got some of the best food anywhere. I mean, if you by chance get mud thrown on you, that's a souvenir you can take back home with you. And we got plenty of shirts and hats and everything else that you can imagine. And we've got people flying in from literally all over the United States. We got people coming in from Michigan, Virginia, Ohio, Florida. I mean, there's people all coming just to come to little old Gaston, South Carolina. I think it's become the vacation capital this weekend because people were scheduling it.
That's great. Well, I can tell you, man, I love to be at Darlington and used to be able to stand right there in the turns, right up by the fence, and you would leave, you'd walk away, you'd have tar all over you coming off the tires.
Yep.
And so you're telling me, come to your event and you can leave with mud splashed all over you.
That's right. That's right. And a big old grin on your face. And if you take one of those cup cars from last weekend, and don't get me wrong, I love NASCAR racing, but it would take about six of those engines to match the horsepower we got going on in this Wild Child mega truck.
Holy cow. That's amazing. And we've got the driver standing by, Jake Burton, correct?
Got the main man. Let me put him on here for you, Mr. Jake Burton.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. Mr. Yeah. Jake Burton, driver of the Wild Child Mega Truck. Jake, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Sports Talk. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I appreciate you guys taking the time out to talk with us. It means a lot.
Our pleasure, man, our pleasure. What is it like to sit behind the doggone wheel of this thing and mash that gas pedal?
It's the biggest adrenaline rush I've ever had. It really is. I've done the powerboat thing, done the motorcycle thing. I've set a couple records in the land speed world, but this thing, I've been messing with these mega trucks for it's 11 years this year, and my hobbies have a quick turnover rate because I just want to touch everything shiny and fast. And these trucks have grabbed a hold of me and will not let go. I mean, the adrenaline that you get from them is just unreal.
Who built this thing?
I did. I built it. I built the chassis. I built the axle housings and the cage. And, I mean, everything on this truck's 100% me.
How long did it take you to build it?
This thing is just it's nonstop. Nonstop evolving. Like, there's parts of this frame rail that are in it that I built like 10 years ago, and I just can't leave well enough alone. So, I mean, I put it under the knife probably every winter. you know, and just change up shock locations and axles and this and that, move stuff around, shifting weight, trying to get it balanced, and I just can't leave it alone.
Is that all in an attempt to get that extra couple of inches, that extra foot or so, as you strive to set this record?
Yes, it is. I mean, this time around, no, we went with dual shocks again. I had them on there once before, took them off, didn't think I needed them, and then we realized it did. So we now run 8 24-inch nitrogen charged shocks. And it used to be blown alcohol, big block Chevrolet. And we pulled that out this over the winter and then pulled a motor out of a pro mod car. So now it's got a blown alcohol injected late model TFX built aluminum Hemi in it.
It's unbelievable.
What
kind of speed do you hit as you're approaching your big jump? What kind of speed are you doing?
Well, we're looking for anywhere between 100 and 110 miles an hour this weekend. That's our number to hit this jump. And this jump is, you know, we got about a 610-foot run up to the face of the jump. And the jump itself, the face of the jump is 90 foot long, and the jump is right at 20 foot tall with like a 15-degree angle. So it's going to boot it. We're probably going to clear the tree lines.
Wow. What's it like when you're up in the air?
It's kind of surreal. I mean, it really is. It slows down. You know, time slows down when you're up there. You wouldn't think so, but you got a bit, you know, a bit of a second or two to think about what's going on and realize just how far you are off the ground.
What do you think about? I mean, do you think about, well, I'm going to hit the ground here in a minute. I mean, what's going through your mind?
Just throttle rhythm, you know, because when we get up in the air, you know, you're whacking the throttle a couple times to keep that gyro effect of the tires to keep it up, you know. And, you know, so I've done it before where the truck started over-rotating in the air. So the nose started hiking up. Like, I was vertical in the air. And, you know, so you're just kind of paying attention. And when you start going over-vert, you're like, I need to grab just a little bit of brake. You know, you jab the brake, and then it'll straighten the truck up. Then you get back on the throttle, you know, on the throttle rhythm. And, you know, so that's what's going on. You know, I really don't even think about the landing or anything like that.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. We are talking with Jake Burton, the driver of the Wild Child Mega Truck, which will be the main attraction coming up this weekend at Thunder Alley Multiplex over a Mudplex over in Gaston. Have you had a chance to get over there and check it out, do some testing or some preparation, all that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah, we've been here since Tuesday evening. We've done some warm up testing, and we made a little test hit yesterday. And we actually, right before we got on the phone with you, we just made another hit. We did some tune up changes this morning, and then we've been playing with gear arrangements and stuff like that, just trying to get the optimal mile an hour for the real estate that we had to cover.
What's the competition going to look like for you?
Well, I mean, I'm the only one jumping, but as far as in the mega truck world, there's some pretty stiff competition. There's some heavy hitters. There's a lot of guys like me that just like to line it up and, you know, go full send off a pile of dirt. So there's, you know, if we better my record, there's probably going to be somebody behind me trying to do it better again.
Yeah. Now, did you ever want to just drive a race car on a regular track and like maybe go fast in NASCAR?
Well, when I was a kid, I had, you know, pipe dreams of being a top fuel drag racer, you know, and then I just, the older I got, the more I realized how expensive those cars are, you know, but I have a handful of friends that run the No Prep King series stuff, and they kind of beat me up pretty hard because I like to take this truck out and get it dirty and whatnot, and those guys just play around on the asphalt all the time, and they're like, you need to get in a race car. You need to quit screwing around and get in a race car. So it's bound to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, I want to see that. Well, how much money, if you can say, how much do you have into the Wild Child?
I say right now, if I had to replace it, like nut for nut and bolt for bolt, I'm up probably about $200,000, $220,000, somewhere around there.
Mm. So yeah. Jake, I'm reading through your bio here, and the deeper I'm going down this rabbit hole, the more questions I have for you and the more impressed I am. But I'm going to try to narrow it down to one. So I see you have two land speed records. You set a world record in low riding double pumps hop. But what I'm interested in, and I'm guessing you're hoping you have a great story behind this world record long jump that you had for 175 feet and 1 inches. Is that right?
Yes. That's what we're doing this weekend. I'm going to try to better my personal record. I'm personally shooting for 250 foot.
Wow. So now
this weekend,
my brain goes to, I went to one of these competitions years ago with my dad, and I'm planning on taking my nieces this weekend, and this upcoming one. I'm very excited about it. In my mind, I'm thinking like buses and cars and things like that. Is that kind of what you're jumping here to hope to get over the 200 foot range?
No, we're not actually jumping over anything. We're joking around. I had one of my friends about half believing that we were going to drop three Huey helicopters behind a jump with the rotors spinning, and that's what we had to clear. And his eyes were about as big as pepperonis. He thought I was out of my mind, you know. And then I told him he was going to land into a pool of pissed off great white sharks.
Love it.
That's great. Jake, hey, man, good luck. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Tell Dave thanks very much for putting this together. Good luck to everybody out there. I hope it's good and muddy for you. I hope the track is, something to your liking, and you can get those RPMs up, get that speed up, and get that extra couple of feet, maybe an extra 25 feet on the record. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be great. I appreciate it. That's what we're shooting. You guys if you get a chance, you need to come out and enjoy it.
Well, Pat's going to be there, so he'll be cheering for you.
All right, awesome. I can't wait to see him.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, and thank you, Dave Renfro, promoter of the Thunder Alley Mudplex over in Gaston. That's coming up this weekend, and it's going to be Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. As you heard David say, they got a lot of great things planned, so if you love that kind of stuff, you love that kind of, it's not really racing, it's just competition. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess maybe there is they have some kind of mud racing going on, maybe side-by-side racing, ATVs, UTVs, MX bikes, motocross tracks. I'm just reading here about the Masters Motoplex in Gaston. Facility boasts over 500 acres dedicated to anything with tires, it says. Thunder Alley Mudplex. I love that name.